Creativeness is my subject today. When children play, they are always creative. They create while playing. And that is the true state of creativeness, without any limitations. You can create when you create like a child. That doesn't mean that you need to change back to your childhood to be a child. No, that is a states of creativeness where children play and we somehow lose it when we grow up. Creativeness is a state of mind. Whatever you do in your life, you can do it in a creative way. Not just doing things mechanically. Repeat everything always in the same way. But even if you do it, you still can be in a creative state. And when you are in a creative state, doing whatever you do is much more fun and much more pleasant, and it goes in an easy way. You enjoy your doing. And how to find that state? Don't search it from outside. It's already there inside you. What prevents you is that when we grow up, the cortex part of our brain begins to take control from our actions, because of the teachings from outer world, education, everything. And you need to find a way from that control. How to do it? Your mind is not in control. Your brain is not in control. You control your brain. And it starts that you begin to be aware what's behind your acts, how you act. Just being aware. And you begin to find the solution. What to do, how to change your act, how to find the creative state of mind. Because it usually wanders somewhere else, but if you focus too hard it, you lose the creativeness. So play with it and be aware. Just be aware. What is behind your acts? How you act? and just how I have done. I don't force it if I don't have to. I'm in my mind. I'm not trying to be creative. I am creative in every act. I always create something because I love it. The second subject in this podcast is Narasimha's birthday. I leave the third thing, very important thing, to the last. Narasimha's birthday is 14th this month, May 2022. Narasimha is lion-headed god, an avatar, an incarnation of Vishnu, and he's very important for me. He has been very close to me from inside, as many other Vishnu's avatars, like Hayagriva, Rama, Krishna, Karupaswami, Tanvantari, and Varaha, if I didn't say it already. But back to Narasimha. The preparations for his birthday has already begun. They began from inside. Of course, I read the actual day of the birthday, but I did let the preparations become from inside. I didn't try to do them. So what I have done, I have chanted a lot for him, so I can keep his energy present strongly. I don't need to force it. And when I chant a lot of one of his mantras, which is Shraum, 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 I come to a certain state where I don't know, is there a separation to me as Omum Gam Namo or Narasimha? Am I chanting to him? Yes, I am, but when the energy comes strong, I am that energy, then I am also Narasimha. That's quite simple, but there are variations of the states, and I'm aware of those variations, how it varies during the day. What I have made, I made a track, mantra track, with background music. And the music track has been done. I have been creating the cover photo, and I will upload it, the song, to SoundCloud, and also will publish it, and it will be published in the major distributions, music distributions, like iMusic, Deezer, Spotify, etc. That's how I have spent the last days, being creative. And then we come to the third subject, which is Mercury retrograde. And I noticed it already happening, and then I did read it from a post of an astrologer that it's really happening. And there were some instructions how to live during that retrograde, because it is that kind of energy where nothing goes as you want. And from inside I found that those instructions are really good. I didn't try to follow them, but I noticed while I was working, I like to work with computer because it's a tool for creation for me. And I found that it is impossible even for me to do it as long as I usually work with it. I need to work in very short periods, and also I have found that it's good to be outside also, because nature gives you balance. Mercury lives very strongly inside, and that means that I'm very strongly influenced by his energy, and I can't control it, I can't force it to change to something else, even he is a very close friend for me. Buddha, Mercury. And I realized that it is like trying to control your friend when he or she has emotional stress or any other things going on his or her life. There's no need to try to control. Just let it be. John Lennon, Let It Be. I love that song. And what have helped me to realize is that don't pause. Then do it in short periods, and while do other things. Take a longer break than usual. Chant, meditate, go outside. Don't try to control, but be in control. And being aware always helps. I thank you, dear friends, for listening this podcast. And please, your feedback is always valuable, so if you have possibility, comment, give me feedback, honest feedback, what I have been doing? What does listening my podcast mean to you? And other things you want to tell me. Thank you. I will end this podcast now.